let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's being called a breathtaking and stunning devotional. Renewing Your Mind Daily by Rowan Stewart is an exhilarating 40-day devotional journey emphasizing the culture of God's kingdom. Author and minister Rowan R. Stewart offers his solution to society's ills in Renewing Your Mind Daily, Book 1, Embracing the Culture of the Kingdom. Inspired by the Romans 12 mandate to allow God to renew our minds, the book shares the stories of believers who have heard from God in dreams and visions. Rowan holds a Master of Science in Computer Science from the Catholic University of America and a Bachelor of Science in Information Systems from the University of Maryland. He was ordained as a minister of the Gospel of Jesus Christ in April 2002. Rowan R. Stewart, author of Renewing Your Mind Daily, Book 1, joining us on This Week in America. Rowan, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is our pleasure, and I've been looking forward to this for some time, and so much to talk about, so little time. So let's start right away and talk about the book. And I'll give you information on Rowan's website during the course of the interview where you can get the book, information on the book, and buy the book. What is the main message you intend readers to take away from reading your book, Renewing Your Mind Daily?
Yes, Embracing the Culture of the Kingdom is Book 1 of the Renewing Your Mind Daily series. Its essential theme is transformation. It encourages us to renew the way we think by coming in alignment with the culture of the kingdom of God. For example, tapping into the uncharted depth of forgiveness is the focus of the first devotional. It speaks about a married couple on the brink of divorce due to the wife's infidelity. And all this problem was further exacerbated when the husband ascertained that his wife was pregnant with another man's child. I would love my readers to understand that even in that circumstances such as this, that we have the God-given power to forgive. Just a few weeks ago, we had a teachable moment igniting the discussion on forgiveness when Brant John, the brother of late Bolton John, publicly forgave and hugged the woman responsible for slaying his brother.
Yes.
Such an uncharted depth of forgiveness should be replicated across cities and states and nations and the entire world. This is a mental transformation that Renewing Your Mind Daily urges its readers to embrace in influencing our world to become a better place.
Boy, I remember that moment vividly. It actually is so rare, it made national, probably international news, and you're thinking, boy, if this is something that the more of us could do to open our hearts, we'd be living in a better place. Rowan Stewart, our guest on the program, author of the book Renewing Your Mind Daily, Book 1, Embracing the Culture of the Kingdom. What was your inspiration, Rowan, in writing this book?
My inspiration originates from first an unexpected encounter with a young man by the name of Chokes, who routinely dedicated time to fast and pray and made the presence of God his dwelling place. He was very passionate about praying and fasting. I have vivid memories of him fasting every day and only breaking the fast at 6 p.m. each day. I remember him calling me and telling me about a dream he had and how he was excited about the prospect of that dream being manifested. I remember thinking he was crazy to even entertain thoughts that dream would come to reality. But right before my eyes, I saw the very details of the dream he told me come to fruition. Never in my wildest imagination did I conjure up the idea that God, the mastermind behind the creation of the entire universe, would engage mankind in such intimate, committed, and caring relationship. That was a turning point for me. That was the point I started to salivate for this type of relationship with God. Consequently, I adopted a lifestyle of fasting routine each day, during which I would pray, sing songs of worship to the Lord, and read scriptures. Then God proved himself to be no respect of persons. As he also started to speak to me in dreams. In the book, I speak about the divine dream I got in January 2001. So in writing this book, I would like to inspire and encourage others to routinely dedicate time to spend with God, to experience intimacy with him. Secondly, the scripture found in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2 also inspired me to write this book. It basically teaches us not to conform to the world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
You were so moved by your friend that you talked about. You emulated his lifestyle of fasting and prayer, started to receive revelations through dreams. Tell us a little bit about the revelations you started to receive from God. You had a dream about 9/11. You articulate that in your book in Devotional Day 3. Talk a little bit about that dream.
Yes. So in a dream I got in January 2001, I was at the staircase of a very tall building, probably about midway its height. I looked up and saw an increasingly ferocious fire at the top of this structure. I panicked and started making my way down the spiral staircase as fast as I could, spiraling staircase as fast as I could. I exited the building only to see hundreds of people fixing their gaze at the pinnacle of this structure. I joined them. This building seemed to touch the sky. Suddenly I saw people jumping from the top of this structure. I saw people jumping, like from the middle, close and close to the top.
Yes.
Just jumping out. And I was kind of, my heart grieved for them. So I was just trying to understand what could cause these people to be taking such drastic action. But then that horrific situation took a turn for the worse. When I saw the building start to collapse, everyone scrambled for safety as each of us was no match for the debris and cloud of dust that chasing us. I got to a point of safety, and after the dust settled, went back to the scene of this tragedy. I started to climb upon the debris of rocks and realized uncountable dead bodies below my feet. This and other similar testimonies captured in the book inform us that our walk with God is more than just the routine of going to church week after week. They testify to the fact that God desires intimacy with his people that is built on spending time in his presence.
The book is Renewing Your Mind Daily. We're talking about Book 1, Embracing the Culture of the Kingdom, written by our guest on the program, Rohan Stewart. Rohan is R-O-H-A-N, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T. His website is rowanstewartbooks.com. You can link on to that directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available at the usual places as well, including Amazon. It's interesting, you don't believe that all dreams are inspired by God. If so, how do you caution others not to fall prey to the devil's deceptive schemes?
Right, Rick. Not all dreams are inspired by God. We have to test the spirit, and the scriptures teaches that. So, but although not all dreams are from God, he still speaks with his children in dreams. It is building a relationship with God that we are able to discern dreams. God will let us know dreams that originate from him. And some typical ways we can know that we can identify divine scriptures, I would say, one, they align with the scriptures. They don't contradict scriptures, right?
Right.
And secondly, they reflect the character of God. His nature of love, of joy, of peace, of gentleness. That means they're not going to inspire hatred and malice and all that type of stuff. No, they're going to inspire love, joy, peace, gentleness, basically the fruits of the Spirit. Thirdly, I would say God will provide other sources that testify to their divine origin. In the Old Testament, for example, we see prisoners having dreams. And then this man of God, Joseph, he came along and he interpreted the dream for them. And just as he interpreted, they came to reality. Secondly, there's another Joseph in the New Testament. In New Testament, we see God visiting Joseph in dreams, informing him not to abandon his wife Mary, as her pregnancy was the work of the Holy Spirit and not of man.
So a little discernment. I'm just listening and hanging on every word there because this is so important. So discernment is sort of a key as we're going through and interpreting a dream. Just because we have a dream doesn't mean it's necessarily divine inspiration. Rowan Stewart, our guest on the program, the book is Renewing Your Mind Daily. This is book one, Embracing the Culture of the Kingdom. Day five of the devotional, A Message from Hell, you refer to the scripture regarding the rich man and Lazarus found in Luke 16, 19 through 31. Unlike Lazarus, who lived in poverty, went to heaven, the rich man ended up in hell. That said, it's quite common for many of us to believe that misfortunes come as a result of living a life of habitual sin. Yet we see poverty-stricken Lazarus entering eternal paradise. Is this a myth that should be dispelled, do you think?
Yes, Rick. It is definitely a myth that should be dispelled. There are many in the faith community who embrace the idea that an accumulation of worldly possessions translates to holiness.
Yes.
And almost nothing could be further from the truth. Luke 16:19, the third one, makes that point unambiguously clear. The rich man was abundantly prepared for retirement. But in contrast, Lazarus was well prepared for eternity. And when each of them transitioned to his eternal destination, only one found peace, Lazarus. So preparing for retirement and preparing for eternity are not mutually exclusive events. However, if one were to prepare for one or the other, it has to be eternity that he or she prepares for.
Rowan Stewart, our guest on the program, talking about his book, Renewing Your Mind Daily. It's available at his website, rowanstewartbooks.com. Also, Amazon, the usual places you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I want to go back to something you touched on in the beginning, talking about infidelity. In Devotional Day 1, which is entitled The Power of Forgiveness, you'll find it on page 3 when you have a copy of the book, you write, humanity experiences impossibilities, but with God, nothing is impossible. Even infidelity is dwarfed by the power of forgiveness. This is definitely hard for most married couples to embrace, but if you will, expand on this and help those couples that maybe are going through an infidelity in their marriage and how to deal with it.
Yes, Rick. Infidelity is a painful experience for anyone to go through. But especially in moments like these, we need to make sure that our roots are deep in the soil of God's word. We cannot change what happened, but we have full control over how we respond. I would recommend anyone experiencing this tragic circumstances like those to continue to surround themselves with godly counsel and ask God for the strength enabling them to bring glory and honor to his name, even in those dire circumstances. The key thing is that each of us should allow forgiveness to be our default response.
And that's in Devotional Day 1, The Power of Forgiveness, to show how important this is. Now, Devotional Day 15, fascinating. It's entitled, You Are Chosen. Find it on page 77. You write, you are God's gift to the world and a masterpiece of his divine purpose, especially in a time as this. Elaborate on that a little bit to encourage those people who may be feeling isolation, a sense of rejection, not necessarily feeling like their life is blessed. Talk about the importance of that.
Yes. The world may reject and isolate you, but you are God's masterpiece. You know, we all go through moments where we feel rejected or marginalized or isolated, but we got to remember that we are God's masterpiece, right?
Yes.
You are the object of God's steadfast love and undivided attention. He meticulously orchestrated your assignment of gender, of race, eye color, genetic traits, and everything that makes you uniquely you. Your presence here on Earth at this time, in this environment, with this sphere of influence just given you, it's not accidental, but divinely appointed. You are here on purpose with a specific mission to accomplish. You have been predestinated to bring glory and honor to God according to the counsel of his own will, in spite of the adversities, which we all go through at times. You have a God-ordained purpose. Yes, you do.
Roman Stewart, our guest on the program, but time is going by too quickly. I'm going to try to get a couple more questions in here, and I encourage you to get information and purchase the book, Renewing Your Mind Daily, Book 1, Embracing the Culture of the Kingdom. Devotional Day 16 is entitled Blessings in Disguise, at page 83. You write, because this became personal for you, the job rejection you once perceived to be a calamity, well, it turned out to be contractions for what you call your rebirth. You needed to be born again, just as Jesus explained to Nicodemus in John chapter 3. Talk a little bit about that to encourage those who may be experiencing adverse circumstances.
Yes, Rick. In the late 1990s, I applied for my dream job and got rejected because I went to the interview 1 minute late. I was very disappointed and grieved over the matter for several days. I immediately applied for a position with another company and was accepted for the position. It was not anything close to my dream job, but I accepted it. And thank God I did, because that was where I met my friend Chuck and developed a friendship that changed the trajectory of my lifestyle. My point is that the rejection I grieved over for several days is the same rejection I rejoiced over when God exposed to me the intimacy of his loving arms by using Chuck's book to demonstrate to me how one can experience intimacy with God. I would say to my listeners that, yes, everything happens for a reason.
Yes.
And sometimes it's years after, when you look back, you say, you know what? I thank God that it turned out that way, because then you have a wider picture. You have a panoramic view of the situation. So then you begin to understand why God allowed certain things.
We've touched on just several of the topics in Rowan's book, Renewing Your Mind Daily, and I'm sure each one of those resonates with a listener. The power of the book is it's relatable. It's simple to read, it's simple to follow, and it's relatable. One final question. Day 11 of the devotional, entitled The Beyond Imagination, you acknowledge Adam's overwhelming feeling of loneliness as well as God's concern. Page 56, you write, God could have said to Adam, son, ask of me whatever your heart desires, it will be granted. My question is, why do you think God chose not to ask Adam this question?
Yeah, good question, Rick. Adam's reality was void of any concept of a woman. He had the God-given ability to reach a natural high on falling in love, but such ability was never exercised and remained dormant due to the lack of appropriate stimulus to excite such emotion. The uninhibited thrill and profound excitement of a brand spanking new romantic involvement were emotions Adam would have failed miserably to imagine. The pleasure of exploring and experiencing the full gamut of her intimacy and effeminate attributes would be elusive. Absolutely nothing in Adam's frame of reference informed him of this reality. But God can take you to higher heights and deeper depths, above and beyond your wildest imagination, although everything in your frame of reference obscures you from such reality.
About a minute left in the program. Your book, Renewing Your Mind Daily, I've been talking about where it's available. Where do you suggest people go to purchase a copy of Renewing Your Mind Daily?
Yes, so my website is now available at www.rohanstewartbooks, so rohanstewartbooks.com. And it's available also on Amazon.
And you can link onto all of that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I know that you've been working with Reader's Magnet on this project, getting the word out there. What's it been like working with Reader's Magnet?
It's been a magnificent experience. All the teams I've dealt with so far, Mario's team, Angie's team, just magnificent. I'm telling you, I would recommend anyone who are interested in marketing their books to contact Reader's Magnet. They're wonderful people. And I come away with the feeling that it's not just business, but it's understanding the individual and having the interest of the individual at heart. That's the feeling I come away with. They're wonderful people. Magnificent.
Rohan, unfortunately, we're out of time. Boy, this time has gone by quickly. So much more to talk about. So I will direct you to the book written by our guest on the program, Rohan Stewart. The book is Renewing Your Mind Daily, Book One, Embracing the Culture of the Kingdom. As I mentioned, it's very relatable. It's all laid out very nicely by Rohan. And again, the spelling is R-O-H-A-N. Stewart is S-T-E-W-A-R-T. And his website, rohanstewartbooks.com. Rohan, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for spending some time with us on the show. Great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Rick. Thank you very much, and you have a wonderful day.
And you as well. It's been our pleasure having you on the program. Rohan Stewart, author of Renewing Your Mind Daily. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.